Sechenishnas Avi Maria Gabinizo Pilchas and Sechenishnas Daniel Shane of Asya Shu Falak. Okay. This year, we're going to divide today's shiur into two parts, in Yonah Diyoma and Chumash. So this packet, we have this packet, Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Shorosh HaGeula, Ubiyos Mashiach Tzidkenu.
Yeah, it should be
let's try to get yourself that packet. No.
No.
That's not it. That was not. That was Beth Aaron from last night.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. Okay, 1, 2. It's the fourth one.
Yeah.
In the Google Drive. Okay, I'm gonna download it.
So there is a sefer called Menachem Tzion. In fact, just today I was in the library, and the library got a new printing of the Menachem Tzion, with new, fancy Menachem Tzion just came. So, but this is though this is a pretty new printing itself, but it's older compared to the new printing. Of Menachem Mendel or Rimanov. So he says a gewaldige thing here on page 2. We have the Haftorah for Shabbos Hagadol, for Malachi. So, now I believe that we use this Haftorah every Shabbos Hagadol. Right? Correct? But some had the minhag that only when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos do they have this Haftorah. Okay, so Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov on page 2 in the Sud of Lel Shabbos, Erev Pesach, that fell on Shabbos in Tov Kuf Samachay, a long time ago. What year was that?
Maybe, I think, 1805.
Something like that. Okay, it's a long time ago. It's over 200 years ago. So I don't know if he was at the Suda. He said over this war.
Is there a parsha too?
We just said that the first half an hour will be in Yonah Diyoma, and then the parsha will be the last half hour.
Okay.
Over Hashem Minchas Yudav Yishalayim. Haftorah Zu Anu Korin Be'erv Shabbos Shachal Be'erv Pesach Shachal B'Shabbos. So he has the minhag that this haftorah is only when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And at the end we read, Hinei Anochi Sholech Lachem Eliyonovi. So we say it on every Shabbos Hagadol, right? But there was a minhag that you only say this haftorah on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. And what's this idea? You say, Hinei Anochi Sholech Lachem Eliyonovi. He said, "Lech pasha nirli tam hagen l'zem. Ki anachtu b'nei Yisrael kovei Hashem yachlichu koach v'chakim u'mitzapim l'tshuas Hashem." That we're looking forward to the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al guloseinu l'vdush nafsheinu. And we know, Amru Chazal, b'nisen negolu, b'nisen asidin ligoi. So Nisan is the part that we're really, we're mechapeh b'chol yom v'yom, right? B'chol yom mechapelo. Right, as Briskerov says, every day you're supposed to. But especially Nisan is his man of gula. And he says, the pashtus is that the gula should take place on Tezvav Nisan, because that was the time of the gula in the past. So then, now we know that Eliyahu Navi is going to come the day before to Mevaseh the Gula. But we have a famous Gemara here on page 4 in Erevin, which says Kvar Muftach Lahem Yisrael She'ein Eliyahu Ba Lo Ba'arvi Shabbosos V'lo Ba'arvi Yom Tovim B'pnei HaTorach, that Eliyahu Novi is not going to come on a Friday, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, because everyone's busy getting preparing for Shabbos and Yontif. So he's not going to stare. That would be a big stare. Everyone's preparing for Shabbos and Yontif, and all of a sudden Eliyahu Novi shows up. That wouldn't be such a good thing. So he said, don't worry, I'm not going to mess you over. I'm not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. So Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vimenov says, Gevald Gevort. He says, but there's one Erev Yontif that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Eliyahu Novi could come. And that's on Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Because there's no Torah. We're not preparing anything, right? On a regular Erev Yontif, your head is spinning. You have to go here, you have to pick up this, you have to go there, right? But if it's on Shabbos, all the preparations were done from before, right? So then, Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Eliyahu Novi could come. Because there's no Torah.
The Mashiach can come on a
In case, Shiyavo Eliyahu, one second, Be'erev Pesach. For Mutach Le'Mishoi, Eliyahu Ba'lo'er Be'erev Shabbos, Lo Be'erev Yontif, Akol Zeh B'Shar Erev Yontif. V'tai B'de Milsum Yishum Yisrael Terudim B'Hilchas Shabbos V'Yontif. She'en kein be'erev Pesach she'chal yos b'Shabbos she'kvar muchan hakol be'erev Shabbos yochal lovo be'erev Pesach. Right, so you have to look in the Gemara about whether tchum l'mal me'asara. Well, he's coming chutz l'tchum, but maybe he's l'mal me'asara and there's no tchum, so he could come. Well, kach korim hayom haftorah zu maskirim ba bias Eliyahu. So this is the haftorah that we mentioned, the coming of Eliyahu Hanavi, because this is the one time that Eliyahu Hanavi could come. And an Erev Shabbos and an Erev Yontif. Wow. That's the word of Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Reminov. And then, this is what was quoted last week in Olam Betrufa together with the Ateres Yeshua and the Imrei Noam. And take a look now in the Ateres Yeshua on page 6 and 7 and 8 from Rabbi Yeshua Horowitz of Zhukiv. He says that we know the famous Chazal in the Gemara Shabbos in Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. El Molei Shomru Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Miyad Hu Yuh Nigolim. That if Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbosim, they would be Nigol. So he wants to say Pshat based on the word of the Menachem Tzion of Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. He says, Nira, what are the two Shabbosim? He said, "Nira al pi matzavuva b'sefer Menachem Tzion, agon hakodesh Marina Rimanov, page 8. Asher ha'geula asida, he says, the geula asida is going to be b'shana shachal erev Pesach b'Shabbos, because we said that normally Eliyahu Novi is not going to come on erev Shabbos and erev Yontif b'pnei haTorach. That's the Gemara in Erevin, the Mem Gimel." But the Menachem Tzion says that the only time he'll come on Erev Yontif is when Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, because the whole reason he doesn't come on Erev Yontif is because everyone's getting preparing for Yontif, and it would be a shter for him to come. But when Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, it's no shter, because we're not preparing, because everything has to be prepared before Shabbos, so we're not doing anything. So then Eliyahu Novi could come. That's the word that we just saw in the Menachem Tzion. That Eliyahu Novi will come on Erev Yontif when Erev Yontif falls out on Shabbos. So Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and that's the minhag. It's some hold that the minhag of reading that Haftorah in Malachi is only when Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Then we speak about the coming of Eliyahu Novi. Because the Eliyahu, and therefore since that Benisan Asidim Ligal, we saw that Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Reminov says, and Pashas it means, Tezvav Nisan, which is Zman HaGula, said Eliyahu Novi is going to come the day before, and Mevasa the Gula, and he could come on that Erev Yontif, because it's Chal Yos B'Shabbos, so there's no Torah. So that's the Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Reminov, in the Sefer Menachem Tzion. But the Ateres Yeshua adds on from Zhukiv, that he says, that if Klal Yisrael, Ashomer Shtei Shabbosos, Miyad Nigalim. So what's the pshat? So he says, and he quotes Ayin Gamkin Imrinov Gamanochi, Hishbati bin Yazem, Masha Hikshul Yal Devrem. Yeah. So he writes, Yevshar Lochol Bei Shabbosis Biachad. You see, what would be Shnei Shabbosis? Pashas is Shnei Shabbosis means that two Shabbosim together. So if Shabbos. Right, the Gemara says that Yom Kippur can't be on a Friday, and it can't be on a Sunday. Right, the Gemara says because then if somebody would die Chas v'Shalom, you'd have to leave over the mace 2 days. So the only two times that two Shabbosim could be chal one after the other. Is Erev Pesach Chayos B'Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Shabbos. And the first day of Pesach is Mocharas HaShabbos. It's Shabbos also. Rak Shechal Erev Pesach B'Shabbos Av Hava Shtei Shabbos B'Yachad. Yom Echad HaPesach Gav Kei Nikra Shabbos. Mok Shekosun Mocharas HaShabbos. V'zeh El Molei Shom Yisrael Shtei Shabbos B'Yad Nagalim. Hainu Shehagula Tiyah B'Shna Sheyesh Bar Bei Shabbos B'Yachad. He says the Gula is going to be in a year. Where what? Where two Shabbosim are coming biyachad. And that's Yontif and Shabbos. Yontif of Pesach, which is called Shabbos, and Shabbos of the Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And in fact, the Imre Noam, and the Olam of Trufa quotes all this, the Imre Noam of Zhikov, here on page 9, says an unbelievable thing. And he quotes from Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, this, you know, in Erev Pesach Chal Yos B'Shabbos, Eliyahu Novi could come. That's why we read that Haftorah, according to the Minhag, that to read that Haftorah only on Erev Pesach Chal Yos B'Shabbos. And he writes, on page 11, that when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, right, it was also in a year that Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Because he writes here on page 11, the paragraph Kemochein, he says, "Ki Zayin ba'Adar Moshe died in Zayin ba'Adar, and Zayin ba'Adar haya, and Zayin ba'Adar is a question, right? Because there's a discussion whether Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos or did he die on Erev Shabbos. So he writes, Zayin ba'Adar haya Oz v'Yom Vav Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Kivur b'Yaris Dvash. He efshar sheyir Zayin ba'Adar b'Shabbos. Right? There's a discussion of Tosis that is Zayin ba'Adar on Shabbos or not." When Moshe died, so he writes that the Haislichas Hanshama. It means the sli, but Mises Haguf was on Erev Shabbos, on Zayin Adar on Friday. So if Zayin Adar is going to be on a Friday, then Pesach is going to be what? On a Sunday. And Shabbos is going to be Erev Pesach. He says the same thing we know the Gemara says in Shabbos and Pesayin, that the Hakamas HaMishkan was like this year. The Hakamas HaMishkan was in Chodesh Nisan, right? But that year, Chodesh Nisan, Gemara says, was on a Sunday, like it was just now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Also, Yom Natal Eser Ataros, Yom Yishon B'Shavua. So the day of the year of the Kamas HaMishkan, Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. And the year that Moshe died and they went into Eretz Yisrael, Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. Because Erev Pesach on Shabbos is Miyuad for Geula, because that's the only time that Eliyahu HaNavi will come. And the Pasha Pshat, the Zman HaGul is Nisan. And it's Pasha Pshat is it's Tezvav B'Nisan. But Eliyahu HaNavi really usually can't come the day before an Erev Yontif, because he doesn't come on Erev Yontif, the Gemara says in Erev Mem Gimel. But an Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, he will come. Because the reason why he doesn't come on Erev Yontif, Rav Menachem Mendel Rimna says, because the Gemara says, B'Bnei HaTorach. Because he'll stare everyone's preparation. But not when Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. And then the Imre Noam, so that's what The Imre Noam says that, you know, we read Meshach Torah Kaddish B'Kasp Sol V'Midbar Shlach Buchra. That's the siman of the Kriyas HaTorah for Pesach. That the first day we read Mishchu, then we read Torah Shor Kesev, Kadesh Likol B'chor, Kesev Talva, Psolacha, etc. He says, but that Kviyas is really when Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos and there's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Because if the Shabbos Chol HaMoed, it's not going to work out because then there's a different Kriya then. A Kviyas will be Yom Shubiyom Gimel as Korin B'Shabbos Chol HaMoed Re'ayata. So then why do you say Psal? So the pristine Peshach Torah Kaddish B'Kasva is a year like today, like this year. Oh. So there is a minhag, Rabosai, to read Dafka. You know, when we read what? The Haftorah B'Shabbos HaGadol is the same Haftorah every year. But some had it that they only read it Erev Pesach Shachalias B'Shabbos because that's the Zman that's more Miyuad for Ke'ula. So I want to add two things to this Haftorah. Two ideas. One idea from the Haftorah and one idea from someplace else. It says, the Pasuk says in Malachi, in the Haftorah, V'ayuli, page 12, V'ayuli amar shem tuchaz al yom ha'shani yosef skula v'chamalti aleihem, Shayachmol ish al beno ha'oved oso. V'shaftim r'isim ben tzadik l'rosha ben oved olkim v'asher lo avodo. And then Hashem says, Hinei hayom ba'boer katanor. So the Brisker Rav said an unbelievable word on page 15. And this, I think, is the Yisod. I'm going to put this together with something from Naftali of Rapshitz. The Brisker Rav together with Naftali of Rapshitz. You ready for this one? He says like this. What's it mean, beno ha'oved oso? Look in the Vervelvel here, page 15 in the bottom. Bir Maran, in the third line. Hinei brachas. Why do you say beno? I'll have mercy on you like a person has mercy on his son. Why? What's it mean, ha'oved oso? So he writes, and we know the famous Gemara in brachas, that in order to be chayev and trumas and maisus, you have to bring the produce into the front door. It means rias panei abayis. But if you bring it into a side door, then you're not chayev and trumas and maisus. And that's the halacha. So people would try to circumvent the chayev of trumas and maisus, a legal loophole. Not that they were, you know, not following the halacha, they had a legal loophole. So they would. So say the Doris Rishonim Hayu Machnisim Peiroseim Derech Traximon. They would put it in the front door. Kedei L'chayvim B'Maisus. Doris Achronim Machnisim Peiroseim Derech Gagos Derech Chatzeres Derech Kapipos Kedei L'Frotum B'Maisus. Ubir Hagrach Dach Dem Emesim Pturim L'Maisa. Rav Chaim Brisker said, even though Taka the Potter. So what's the problem? Matvia Yeshaleim, the Potter. But he says, that a person shouldn't have this attitude to look for loopholes to pat to you. He says, "Aviu kol ma'isel beisa otzar, akosi lachem brachat b'lidai." Alzel mar b'adar im tasu as if you're going to bring in and maser harikosi lachem brachat b'lidai. Thus, don't try to circumvent. And that's the beno ha'oved also. In other words, there's a beno that keeps the halacha, but he also knows all the tricks. But the pasuk says, "Aviu es kol ha'maisel beis ha'otzar ve'kosil mem bracha." In other words, do it the right way to be chayev yourself, even though you're patterning yourself. It's al pi din. But that's not a good mahalach. And that's the beno ha'oved oso. That he wants to do it. He's not looking for legal loopholes. So So then the Brisker Rav said, the last three lines on page 15, Amaran Hosiv Levar B'zad, Yinei Shom B'Pasuk Chizko Alay Devrechem. He says, Yinei Kol Aro Yispal, Yinei Ketzad Malach Liba Amlomar Manid Bardo, Bizman Shom Moshav Avor Elokim. Page 16. He says, Yinisa Bizman Shisrael Osuim Son Shom Mokom, they're called Bonim. He says, so Doris Achronim, they kept halacha, but they try to get legal loopholes to try to get out of it. They will bring in the produce in the side entrance, the back entrance. So Ravelvel says, "V'achimalti aleihem." There's a beno stam. He won't do anything wrong, but he knows all the tricks. But the high madrega is to be a beno ha'oved oso. He's not looking for the tricks out. Beno ha'oved oso. Sheyachmasu lizchayiv mitzvus. So that's the pasuk shaftim reisim ben tzadik l'rosha ben oved elkim l'asher lo avado. Because the Oved Nikra Kol Shemechapes is Chayiv Mitzvos. Lo Oved Nikra, Lo Oved means that he's not an Avarian, like the Gemara says, Travay Tzadiki Gemuri. But one of them is always trying to do the mitzvahs, and one of them is trying to find halachic loopholes to get out of it. And he says, we know, the Pasuk says, and here, Ki Yom Ba Boer Katonor. We know that the Gemara says in Menachas and Daf Mem Aleph that Rav Ketina, he was trying to get out of the midst of tzitzis, so he would round one of the corners, so it wouldn't be Dal Kanfos. And the Malach was angry at him. And he said that, you know, when Hashem is Be'idin Rischa, when Hashem is angry, then he takes it out on the people who are doing the legal loopholes. Idin Rischa. So that's what it means that Hashem is going to have a ton of peish for these people. Shafter reason be over lokim shalavokia yom boer tatanu. That's Idin Rischa. And then we're going to see the difference between the people who are really over Hashem and not looking for legal loopholes and not. So the idea being, what the Haftorah is telling us, you want to bring the geula, you have to do the mitzvahs. Even if you're a ibrachacham, and you know how to get out of things. And you know you're a lamdan, so you know how to get out of things. I'll be dead. But then you're not called Oved Elokim. You're not an Oved Elokim. You might be a lamdan, but you're not an Oved Elokim. And I thought to put this together with the word of the Zerah Kodesh of Rav Naftali of Rapshitz. He says a word on Derech HaDrush. On the pasuk, Kisivne Bayis Chodosh, on page 19, Vasisa Magen Gagecha. He says here it's really on page 18. Kisivne Bayis Chodosh, Vasisa Magen. Hapima Shepirashti, Bnei Oso Bekorov Biyameinu Binyan Olam. So Hashem builds Yerushalayim. How does Biyameinu? Al Yidei Hayomim Shalom. Shechol Yom Shadam Oved Oso Yisborach. Every day of our lives that we're doing something for Avodas Hashem, that's putting another brick into the Binyan Yerushalayim. And when Chas V'Shalom, when somebody does an Aveira, he's causing to the bricks to fall down. But every day, so if a person is going to be a type of Jew that just knows how to get out of things, then the bricks are not going to be put up. Bone Yerushalayim, Bekorov B'Yomeinu, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash M'heru Yomeinu means with our days, with our useful, using the days properly, every day that we're being Oved Hashem, we're putting more bricks down on the Binyan HaBayis. And that's what the bricks are. So, and then he says, Kisiv Nebayis Chodesh, means you want to build a new bayis, a new Beis HaMikdash. with your Avodas Hashem, you also have to realize Vasisa Makel Lagargecha on page 19. Meaning it shouldn't, you shouldn't do Befarhesia. It should be Tasa Makav Gedders. Shalot Yisrael Avodasecha. You know, you can't, don't flaunt it. Vasisa Makel, put a fence around it. You're doing Avodas Hashem. But the key is, first, you have to do Avodas Hashem. You shouldn't be like the person who's looking for the legal loopholes, even though they're legal loopholes. But be'idin rischa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? He's ma'anesh, people. You know, it was nothing wrong. Rav Katina was rounding the corner of his garment. So he had a legal loophole. He doesn't have dal kalvos. He's not chayiv. But be'idin rischa, when Hashem is Boer Katanor, then he takes it out on these people. Because there's Beno, and there's a Beno Ha'oved also. He's not looking. And so it's in the Haftorah of the Geula. I mean, we have the Haftorah of the Geula of the Achron Shel Pesach. But this Haftorah of Shabbos, and some have the minhag only to read this Haftorah of Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, because that's the only time that Eliyahu Navi says Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov will come on Erev Shabbos. Because normally Erev Shabbos he won't come, he won't stare the Hachanis. But there's no Hachanis in Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos. And that's Bikarav B'Yameinu, that every day has to be useful. Every day has to be a useful day, and every day that's useful, that we mamish oyved Hashem befoil, not looking for kunsin now, that we put on another brick, another line of bricks onto the binyan hamikdash and the binyan Yerushalayim. And I thought maybe to put this together, page 22, with the famous psak of the Bahag. The Bahag says a psak that became minhag Yisrael is because of quote in Shulchan Aruch, even though most Rishonim never heard of this psak. And that is by Svira. If you missed one day and you didn't count, so you finish. Shuvei no sofer. And most Rishonim, the Rambam writes in a tshuva, he said he never heard of such a thing. What, if you didn't daven shacharis one day, you don't daven the next day? Of course you should daven. So that's the question. I have this in my Haggadah and this. What's the idea of the Bahag? So al derech hamusar, and there's halachic things from Rav Soloveitchik on this, but the derech musar is that this is the mazman ha-geula, and we want to, and what does Rav Naftali of Rav should say? How do you bring the geula? Bekarov b'yameinu, but using every day. So that's the musar haskel of the Bahag, that sphere has to be every day. Because you want to build a Meis HaMikdash, you want to build a Geula. And that's why Svir is the one mitzvah that we assume, according to most Rishonim, is only the Rabbanim B'zman HaZeh, because we don't have a Korban Omer. And we always say, Hiratzon Shei, you know, at the end we say the Hiratzon Harachaman, you know, for the Binyan Meis HaMikdash, because of the Farshim point down, it was the Maisa. According to most Rishonim, it's only the Rabbanim B'zman HaZeh. So we're machmir for Shitas HaBahag. Because Pashtus is, it's a Das Yochid, the Shitas HaBahag. It's not the main Shita. The Rambam holds not like that. You know, it doesn't say that, you know. And Rav Shach always points out, the Gemara never uses the concept of Tmimos, Legabe, this Halacha. Rav Shach always points out, the Gemara in Menachah says, Tmimos means you should count at night and not count on the day, so it'll be a full day. So the counting will be Challah the night and the next day. It'll be Tmimos, as opposed to if you count in the daytime, then you missed out the whole night. It's not going to work L'mafreya. But that's the Tmimos in the Gemara. But not this idea that if you miss a day, then you're finished. That's the Bahag's Chiddush. But that's the idea. She'ibana beis ha-mikdash u'mehir v'yameinu. And that's the idea of the Haftorah. And starts off of the Haftorah of Avraham Hashem, Hinei Anochi Shalech Lem Yisrael Yom Levi, the end, and the concept of the Basim Risim and Tzadik LaRosh Ben Oved Elokim LaShem Lo Avado, because the Oved Hashem makes use of every day, and he does things befoil, and he doesn't try to get out of things. The other person is also Tzadik. The Gemara says Travayu Tzadik in Gemuri. But he knows how to get out of things. That's not what Hashem wants. He wants Beno HaOved Oisah. And if we do it every day, then B'mheira V'yameinu, our yamim, our days, are the bricks of the future Beis HaMikdash. B'mheira V'yameinu. So that's Erev Pesach, Shechalis B'Shabbos, Shorosh HaGeula, U'Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu. Okay. Rabbi Zvi, we're going to take a short break. And then we're going to do Parshat Tzav. And then...